Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Grace, what we do on this podcast, we get drunk.
Yeah.
Then we drink some wine.
Cheers.
You roast. Because it is 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's genuinely, if I see any comments on this being like, she's melting, I will smack you.
No, you actually look flawless. Not an ounce of sweat.
Yeah, it's sweat.
Thank you. No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
Jimmy.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But anyway, we then read out dilemmas that our lovely audience write into us.
They are everything. They're relationships, girlfriend dilemmas, like the whole shebang.
Right, so these are first date stories.
Right.
Hi, ladies. Oh my gosh, I have a terrible first date story. I had met this guy at a bar and he asked if he could cook me dinner. I thought that was quite romantic and sweet and assumed when I arrived, he would have something prepared or cooking in the oven. Not a chance. He got two dinner plates and ripped with his hand.
And what?
Some smoked chicken and made a pasta snack for us. It's the hands for me. Made a pasta snack for one of us. Like dry cheese pasta you add water to and cook in the microwave.
Mac and cheese.
And boiled some
Calls mac and cheese dried cheese pasta? That's, don't worry about the date. Worry about that. That's really bizarre.
Also, does that even exist? In this day and age?
Dry cheese pasta. And boil some mixed carrots, corn and peas. I know this all from...
Not mixed carrots.
I love that.
I mean,
mixed carrots.
Yeah. Are they actually? I hate boiled vegetables like that.
Give me a roasted vegetable, not a boiled. But anyway, the whole meal was made under 3 minutes. Sorry, it's the hands for me. It gets worse. After the dinner, he sort of went missing and then I heard him calling my name. He had drawn himself a bubble bath and was waiting nude in it with two glasses of red wine. The bath was surrounded by rubber duck toys and I'm still confused why, as he said he lived on his own with no kids. He literally looked like a giant naked baby in the bathtub. For very obvious reasons, I didn't get in and politely drank my red wine sitting on the toilet seat before excusing myself and driving home.
I would have been like, he's a murderer. I would have honestly cracked myself.
She needs to call, what is it, Broadmarsh?
Oh. What's that?
What's the institution? Yeah, she needs to call them. That's mental. The rubber ducks were too far. The rubber ducks were way too far.
The whole thing's just bizarre.
Oh, was it flaccid?
I can't. Maybe if he was getting in the bathtub.
Just cook her a pot noodle. Like, if you're going to do all that, cook a pot noodle.
Get your fucking hands off my chicken.
Order some fucking food. Put a pizza in the oven. Why are you ripping up chicken with your bare hands?
He texted me back and smoked as well all over his muggy fingers. He texted me about 30 minutes later asking what was wrong and I kindly suggested that there wouldn't be a second date. I actually would feel violated from that person.
But that is just absolutely horrendous.
Have you ever had bad first dates?
Fuck me, not like that. I've only ever been on two dates.
Pour yourself some more, buddy.
I will, yeah.
I actually haven't been on that many dates either. Neither have you.
I've been on literally two dates. I'm not lying. I've been on two first dates.
I know. I've been on three now. So obviously that wasn't a dilemma. That was just a funny little dating story.
But if you told us your first,
just wipe my sweat off my brow.
Your first date story.
Well, I went on a date with this guy. I'm not gonna lie, I was really bored. Like, I'd never really been on a date. The first boyfriend I had, right, like proper boyfriend. I drove him to McDonald's drive-thru. My car, I left my ignition on, so it ran out of battery.
Uh-oh.
So we had to push the car. And then I went and shagged him in his hostel. So that was like the first ever proper date.
Was he a traveller?
No, he was just him.
Now moving on to dilemmas, leading up to this. Okay, here we go. Before I met my boyfriend, let's just say I was a woman of the people, Christ.
Mood.
On this particular occasion, I had been seeing this guy and we hadn't slept together yet, It was definitely turning into more of a friend zone thing for me, You know when you hang out with them like three times and then nothing happens, not even a kiss? It's almost like it's gone too far. I agree. Anyway, I was out one night and rather tipsy, so I thought it's now or never. Turns out he has what I can only describe as a penis with an, oh my God, an anatomical resemblance of an HB pencil. When I got off, I actually took the condom off with me and the stuff went everywhere. This is so graphic.
So graphic.
Fucking hell.
Grace is like,
so here's the dilemma. How do we navigate the awkward post-sex cleanup? I hope this isn't too rogue. Thanks so much. Love you. Wait, hold on a minute. You've already had sex. You've obviously already done the cleanup. So I'm confused as to why
she means like, does she pull the condom out and be like, oh, so your cum's everywhere?
In the future. So she's going to carry on dating him.
No, was the condom in her, though?
Yeah, it does not happen. I've never experienced that.
The condom wasn't even tight on the dick because it's that small. That's what she's saying. It just slithered off with her.
You just pull it out. So just walk out.
I'm fascinated. Question. Is it a danger, like a tampon getting stuck up? I mean, a condom could get stuck up.
It depends how much room you've got in there, to be fair, I guess. But
surely that's a hazard when you're drunk and you have sex.
Oh my God, yeah, if you're drunk.
I thought that happened with tampons because people forget they've got a tampon up.
Oh yeah.
Have sex and then the penis
pushes it up and then you can go into anaphylactic shock. Yeah.
No, or it just smells. Awful.
Yeah, yeah. You take it out after like 3 days, and they're like, "That was up there."
No,
that
did not happen to me. At my school,
guys,
everyone was like, "This girl, bless her soul." Like, and this was no one being mean because she was actually in our friendship group, but people were being like,
"I know it's gonna be."
She
mean.
Was like, I couldn't say it to her because I knew it was coming from her vagina.
Oh no, my God, guys!
Could mean she had the clap.
I knew because I'd like sit by her and I'd be like, it's not her breath. I'd slip around and I would like bend down to pick up my pencil case and I'd be like, it's her vagina. I knew it. It was the fishiest smell you've
surely
ever
seen. She could smell it herself.
I think she probably could, bless her. She probably was like, what the fuck going is going on?
Yeah.
I think she probably thought BV? She had BV. Yeah, exactly.
What's BV?
Bacterial vaginosis. Yeah.
You should know this.
Yeah, you need to know
the
this.
Symptoms
stuff.
Are rife.
Oh, I've never had
anything like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Like a week later,
Lord.
She comes in school and she was really loud and gregarious. I probably should have just told her and been like, your vagina stinks.
No, you should have maybe said, how old were you?
Well, no, we were in six. We were like,
oh,
18.
Right. I was like, yeah, if you were really young, I would have probably said something to her mum. No, like, I think that there's something wrong with her. But you are an adult.
No, we
at this
were like
point.
17.
Sorry, I thought it was like her first time wearing a tampon. She like forgot to take it out or something.
And 3 days later, she came in. She's like, guys, I had to go to the hospital. I had a tampon stuck up me. And we were all like, the smell's gone. It was the worst thing ever. Can you imagine? She was like, I nearly fainted. Apparently, the doctor went, I need to get out.
I would never go back to that. I'd move. Never go back to the hospital.
That is so embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, so no. Right. So, how is this girl going to navigate around this situation?
She can't really.
Just fake the confidence with it, laugh it off.
Yeah. So, does she just. Okay, right. The cleanup. I mean, surely if you have a condom on, there's a cleanup to do any. Oh, no.
It's usually you just sling it off, put it in the bin.
Oh, yeah, that's without a condom, isn't it?
I don't understand. Where does the cum go if you've got a condom on?
In the condom.
But then the condom's
no,
in
the
her.
Condom's, hold on. The penis is here. The condom's over the penis.
So your vagina comes off.
Oh, he's the one. Yeah. Sorry. For a minute, I thought the cum was coming out of the girl.
So the condom's still in her.
But wait, the cum is
so she
active,
so
is
she
it?
Takes off. So the cum's all just like going everywhere. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You just got to get
like
with it and clear
sex
it up.
Without a condom.
Yeah, well,
I think that's a big risk. If it's in her, that's swimming about everywhere. So
no, it's not in her.
Oh,
the
sorry, hang on, I
the
misread
condom's
this.
In her, but the cum's within the condom.
Oh, whip it out then.
Yeah, but she's saying it's awkward. I'm like, you've just got to get
swing
on with it.
Round,
there's nothing
and
you
then
can
put
do.
It in the
he's
bin.
His penis isn't going
to
grow.
You, the minute you have sex, you just have to go straight to the loo.
You
I
just
used to
know
cup
it's
myself.
Do a run. And,
yeah.
A cup yourself.
Yeah, I'd cup.
If no man got the ear cup after
mine
that.
Would never just like leak
you'd be
out.
Like, ooh, do you know what I mean? That's not look.
No, I would vomit.
What?
Really?
I'm leaking down my neck.
That's what I'm saying. Mine's never leaked out like that. So why would you have to cup? Like, it doesn't just leak out of you, does it?
Mine does.
Well,
you're right.
They don't have a big
I don't know if I stood up, it wouldn't just like fall out of me.
No, but it like dribbles down your leg.
Yeah, I guess. I've never done that, but I mean, each their own.
You started a trend.
You don't get any dribbling.
Yeah.
I think I would if I stood there for ages, but by the time I'm walking from my bedroom to the bathroom,
you probably
someone's
lie
just like,
gosh, I go
me.
Straight to the loo because of cystitis. I'm like, I literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cystitis has got to kick in. You've got to go pee that stuff out.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, this is dilemma two. So me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years and best friends for 5 years. He is my best friend ever, but there's been a few things missing through our relationships, emotional depth, trust, etc. So we broke up. It felt like the right decision, so I started my journey on getting over him. This included one of my guy friends driving 3 hours the day after we broke up to come and take me on a date.
What? Guy?
That's a good guy friend.
On a date?
What, she loves her guy mates. Fucking yeah. Hell.
Oh, this wouldn't be allowed Jesus in your relationship, would it?
Yeah. No, thank you.
Of course, this ended up in my bed. Oh, go on, girl. I've had a few dates.
Wow.
A few kisses, but not much more. Fast forward to recently, after being broken up for almost 2 months, he desperately wanted me back and worked for it. So now we are giving it another shot. But stupidly, when he asked me if I had seen anyone else, I said no, I lied.
Oops.
The anxiety I feel for. And to make matters worse, because we didn't really define what our relationship is, I carried on going on dates whilst we were getting back together. So the question is, do I tell him the truth about all the guys I've lied about? How many guys is there? I
swear. Yeah, hang on.
Or take it to the grave? I think if he knew what I'd done and lied about it, we wouldn't be together because of trust, payback feelings, etc. But I struggle to be relaxed and confident that we can be together long term, knowing that everything is out in the open. Fazio, lol, that she's like, we got broke up because of I can trust him and emotional depth. And then she's like, just like,
go fucking her mates. Yeah. Nah, you got to tell him. You got to tell him. The anxiety. Or when you're drunk, you'd be like, nah, during an argument, I'd say it. I'd be like, well, guess what? You know, Sam fucked him, and then you could never come back from that ever.
Yeah, I don't think there's any coming back from this.
No,
I'm not gonna lie, I think you've got yourself in too much of a hole. It didn't work for a reason in the first place.
Yeah,
if you were honest with him when you were getting back together and you were like, I'm really into this, you probably wouldn't have then carried on dating the other guy whilst you were back together. You would have been like, the relief that he wants me back, this is incredible. Been honest about what you had done, he would have forgiven you because you weren't together, and then True. You could have just moved on from it.
Wise
you obviously
words.
Don't want to be with him if you're like dating the other guy at the same time. Like, it's.
I mean, to be fair, it'll take you to the grave. Like, who'd know? Realistically,
yeah,
like,
but the guilt will eat you up, and then it'll send anyway.
And then he will know. He always will find out.
Yeah,
everyone always does
always
find out, don't they?
Especially if she's done it more than once. If you've got one,
or it'll be him.
Sneak under.
You know, like if they get jealous. Like the guy friend, they get jealous. They'll be like, "Well, like
I'm going to tell them.
I'm going to tell it." Yeah. They always get jealous.
These bastards.
Okay, right. Third dilemma.
Ready.
Hello, please keep anonymous. How do you deal with your partner waiting to go on numerous lads' holidays? Wanting to go.
Kill him.
Sorry. Wanting to go. We have been together for over a year and we have the best time together. We both turn 30 next year and I'm ready to settle
13?
down.
13? 13. 30. Oh, 30. Going on that's like, you can't even drink. Don't worry about it.
He has been on two lads' holidays this year and already discussing more for next. For next year, and I've told him how I feel about him going away, and
30.
I don't like it. And you would do that when you're younger. Yeah, I agree. You do that when you're not when you're 30 years old, going on these lads' holidays. Who are the friends he's going with?
Yeah, it's weird.
I think when I'm in a relationship, you have to make sacrifices and put your partner first. It really is putting me off being with him, as I really do love him, but the thought of him going away on endless lads' holidays is really pushing me away. That would really piss me off. It puts me off being with him. We have had massive rows over it, but he doesn't seem to be listening. You can still have a life with your girlfriend and your mates. Would you be annoyed if your boyfriend booked countless lads' holidays? Yes, especially if I was at that age.
Yeah, like, you're a mug. Why are you still with him? What's going on? Three lads' holidays.
I think one lads' holiday is fine.
I don't even think that's okay.
It's a bit
lame at 30.
At 30,
it was like 3 years ago going on a lads' holiday. You wouldn't even do it now.
That's like, very embarrassing.
Take your girlfriends or your wife.
Right, well, what's she going to do?
Dump him.
No, hold on. Can we go on a girls' holiday at the age of 30, though?
No, it's a bit weird.
Well,
I would go on a holiday.
Depends where you're going.
But it's not like girls' holiday. We're going to go out to like Malia and get fucked. Whereas a lads' holiday insinuates that
it's going to be
a girls'
like
holiday. We'd like have a lovely time.
And yeah, just and be, have like, you seen men in Ibiza?
Oh yeah, they're dogs, aren't they?
No, they're fucking dogs. Yeah.
Oh God, take me away from that place. No. Why are you going?
I'm not going. I really want to.
I'm not going.
I want to.
I want to book a flight this weekend. I suggested that.
Yes, you should.
should we do a girls' holiday?
Yeah, you guys be like, I'm not sharing a room with you.
Okay, right, I think, yeah, you need to dump him. But I am actually also going to play devil's advocate here and be like, it's fine. I personally think I would be fine with someone doing one boys' holiday a year if it's very civilised and lovely. Yeah. That's okay. If it's like a long weekend and you're going away with the boys to like, I don't know, Amsterdam or like something and you're having a nice time. But
and
like,
if you were on Some Sex and Suspicious Parents so you could watch. That's the only way.
Oh my God, do you remember that?
Imagine that. And I would do that. There's no way.
Yeah, I get like a little tea.
Especially if they're mates.
I used to dream of like stuff like that thing. Like when I was younger, looking at that, I used to be like, oh my God, imagine just being able to go on holiday. Like when you're an adult and like do whatever you want.
Same.
The freedom. Now you're actually old enough and you have the freedom. You sort of don't take advantage of it. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so weird.
No way.
Yeah, so you are definitely not single.
Yeah, I'm not single. No, stay away from me.
You need to tell. Yeah, boys, don't slide in.
Yeah, piss off.
But you need to tell everyone if you have any funny stories of like when you and Beep first met.
I'm trying to think. Oh, nah, to be fair, we're quite new anyway, right? So he's like, I'm going to meet your parents. So he met my parents then. And then I was like, oh, do you want to just stay over? Because he was going to drive back and he lives like 2 hours away. So I was like, just stay. Anyway, I took him to my granddad's funeral. He'd only been with me like 3 weeks.
Oh my God, wow. And that's quite a big meet.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like,
did he know?
Like, huh?
Did he know it was the funeral?
Yeah, like he, but he didn't expect to be. That's why he took me home. He was like, you know, may you rest. And I was like, yeah, poor bastard. And then he ended up coming, but the wake was lit. There was like vodka cranberries flying. It was great. So we had a great time. But that's intense.
That's a good initiation.
Yeah, yeah. But Jesus Christ, like, yeah, but granddad's body slide to the left of the coffin. When they got him out of the car, it went thump. And I went,
no!
I went,
no!
Was that granddad? He went, no. And I was like, it was.
Oh, no, poor granddad.
Oh, you didn't feel it. He's dead. But yeah, it's fine. It was mad. But that's, I haven't really had any embarrassing ones yet.
Yeah, they're yet to come, though.
They are, and they
you're
will
still
come.
In the very, very, very early
yeah,
stages.
I know.
You're in very much so phase one.
Yeah, we're in, like, honeymoon vibes.
You're not even phase one, yeah, I reckon. Honeymoon, and yeah. Then it gets to phase one.
Yeah.
And then it's all done.
And then he's
going to
regret his life. And do you know what? You're in now, so...
He's in.
Can't
stuck
leave.
Stuck in. Right, should we rate this one?
Yes. I would give it...
Out of what, sorry?
I'm going to give it an 8. I really like it.
I think rosés, this is what my mum told me, rosés get you pissed. They're like, they're the strongest wine. They're like the same as a red wine.
I think it's just because it's so drinkable that people just drink it like water.
No, it's the same as a red wine, whereas white wine's like way less percentage.
Really?
Yeah, that's why rosé gets people so
pissed. No, red wine is the devil's piss.
Apparently rosé's the same.
Really?
I do get hammered on rosé quite often.
And white wine I don't really.
Yeah.
I can drink more of it.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to rate it an 8. Especially with some ice, I feel like that would just be just lovely.
No, this it's not too strong. You know when you drink a rosé sometimes and you're like...
Yeah, it's real vinegar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it, I have to say.
I think it's actually quite vinegary, but I've drank loads of it, if I'm honest. I didn't love it.
Yeah, really? This is my pre-drink, so I'm having a great
time.
Okay,
right, let me just have another sip because I've only had like 2 sips.
I didn't actually love it for such a... It's actually quite an expensive wine. Like, it's 50.
Is it?
It's like 50... Well, not... It's not low.
50?
15.
But so I think it's because it's warm.
Yeah, but no, that is quite... My wines I buy at uni are £3.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So this is great.
So
cheers
like,
to that.
To spend 15, I don't love that.
Yeah, considering you can get Whispering Angel for £17.
I don't actually think
Whispering Angel is very good. I think
but that's quite vinegary to me, but maybe it's because it's 100 degrees in here.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
It's not stopped me drinking
so
2 glasses of it.
I'm sweating this wine.
Yeah.
If someone licked my face, they'd
be pissed.
Yeah,
oh my God.
100%.
Thank you so much
for coming on that.
What a note to end it on.
Any last words? Any words of wisdom to our single and non-single gals and boys out there?
You know, up the bum, no arm done. That's what I like to say. So you carry that with you throughout the day.
Sorry, poem.
Can you just repeat that?
Up the bum, no harm done.
No harm done. Yeah.
Carry that with you. That's
carry
what
that
I like
with
to
you.
Say.
Okay, yeah. I will carry that with me
throughout the day.
Oh, I'm hot on that note. Right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you, Grace, so much for joining us. You've been a joy.
Yeah, you really have.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.